Hello and welcome to episode 31 of the Hollywood Knitter podcast. My name is Allison and I'll be your host. I'm recording from Hollywood, California on Tuesday, March 5th, 2013. In today's episode, we will have some applause in the can, now playing, a bit of gossip, press junket, and production notes. So let's get started, shall we? Hello, everyone. I am back. This is a regular episode of the Hollywood Knitter podcast. If you listened to my most recent episode, it was a recap of the Stitches West trip. So today we have all our normal segments. I talk a lot about knitting, a little less gossip, a little less enhancement of my stash, but that's okay because I've got a big one. Applause. Well, I want to start this episode off right with a prize winner drawing for my January-February contest, which had a total of 72 entries. And all you had to do was tell me your favorite thing about winter to win a skein of the Bittersweet Woolery Guilty Pleasure Superwash Sock Yarn in Shagalicious, as well as a sock size Erin Lane project bag. And when I did random number generator for the entries, it picked post number 31, who is Murphy419, who says, "In winter, I like to start planning the year ahead. I like to plan summer vacations and organize the house as well as crafting and playing games with the kiddos." Well, I am totally with you on planning the year ahead, though I've done a lot of travel this year, but I find that, you know, thinking ahead to summer and when it's warm and what I'll be doing is always fun. Anyways, Murphy419, PM me, and I will get your prize out as soon as possible. And I would like to thank everyone who took the time to enter. I had 72 entries this time. It was my biggest contest yet. And I thank each and every one of you. I loved reading your responses. It's so interesting to see what different people like to do. And I had a lot of similar things that I like to do. Next up, new member introductions. These are people who took the time to introduce themselves in the Ravelry group thread under new members. And so I would like to say a special hello to Chicky K, Kelsey from Iowa, N. Liddle, Nancy in Michigan, E. Galeta, Elizabeth in Maryland, Benji 9, Lorna from Northern Ontario, Canada, T. Lobner, who's Tiffany in Santa Barbara, who I had the pleasure of meeting at Stitches West this year, Dance and Knit, Roslyn in British Columbia, Canada, and Woe is Me, Wendy in San Fernando, California, who is so close to me. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to introduce yourselves and say hello in the group. I appreciate it. In the can. All right. FOs. I got a few this time. First up are my Owly Socks by Julie Elswich Suchimal, and this is a free pattern, and this is basically the very, very ubiquitous and popular owl motif that has been on the owl sweater, and I've seen on hats, I've seen on mitts. Well, she did something where she put it into socks, and I actually tweaked the pattern like I do most of my sock patterns. My modifications were toe up, it was written cuff down. I didn't put the owl motifs on the foot. I only did an owl motif on the back of the heel, as well as one round along the foot. I always intended these socks to be shorter, so that's how I did it. And my yarn I used was Aracunia Ranko Solid in purple gray, and I used about 280 yards, so I still have a quarter of the ball left. I probably could have done two owl motifs, but I like the one with the cuff kind of look. I changed the traveling cable that's on this and made it a little easier for me. And I also, I ended up knitting this a little larger than I would have, meaning I followed the larger size, which is actually a little too big for my foot because I know that this yarn will felt a little. So we'll see how that goes. I did also add beads for the eyes. I used all different colors, actually. So all of the owls along my ankles, the four that are around my ankle or so, all have purple beads, though each foot has a slightly different color purple bead. And then the owl on the back of the foot, one has red eyes, and then on the other foot it has yellow eyes. And that just made me smile. Hopefully I don't regret putting it on my heel. These were a pretty quick knit for me. I started them on January 31st and finished them on February 15th. And so just a little over 2 weeks. And they were knit on US 1.5, 2.5 millimeters. So these are my second project in my personal goal of using 13 skeins of sock yarn in 2013. So I am on track for that. My next project I absolutely adore. It is the Confused Moose by Anna Horachevich from the Mini Mochi book. And I knit this stuffy, and it is a cute little fat moose looking thing with antlers, with the idea that I would be able to put some of my podcast buttons stored on it, a la Dawn Knit and Wolf. So I wanted to make mine bigger than the pattern, so I ended up holding my worsted weight yarn double and knitting it on US 9, 5.5 millimeters. And I used total stash yarn. I used some of a partial skein of Lion Brand Fisherman's Wool in a brown I had. And then for the antlers and for like the feet and the arms, I used Happy Go Lucky HGL worsted weight yarn and I think Heart of Targ. And some random Navajo wool that somebody brought me back from visiting somewhere out there. And a burgundy color. And I held both of those together to make the antlers. And they turned out really, really, really nice. I was really pleased with it. It's a fat little bugger. It was super quick knit. I think I did it in 10 days. The parts weren't too fiddly. But, you know, all stuffies are a little fiddly. So the antlers were kind of like a wee bit, but nothing too much. Nothing you can't handle. And it looks really cute. And I'm not a huge stuffy fan. I don't make a lot of them, but this one is cute and he's sitting on my mantle and I have buttons on him and he looks great. You should check out my project page. The last project I finished, which is also one I really, really like, is The Marin by Isolde Teague. The pattern was a gift from Chris Knit. Thank you very much. I knit this in Sun Valley Farms Merino Cashmere Nylon Fingering Yarn in the Canyon Colorway, which are these glorious golds and kind of reddish browns. It looks really good. And if you hear something right now, my cat has just joined me on my table next to my microphone. So you may hear him in the background, or he likes to bump the microphone. So apologies in advance. Anyways, this was another quick knit. I think I started it on February 16th and I finished on March 3rd, and it's knit on US 5, 3.75 millimeters. And this is another awesome Isolde pattern. It's more of a shawlette. Well, not a shawlette. It's I'm going to wear it more like a shawlette. It's kind of scarf. It is shorter. It's 48 inches or so in length. And it's pretty much a lot of garter stitch, except at the ends where you do like a knit purl pattern that creates like cool looking edge. And then you do scallops on the bottom with a knit created by like rib and adding and doing yarn. And it kind of, the scallop has a kind of a crossing pattern. Take a look at it. I'm not explaining it well, but it was beautiful. And when I saw that it came out, because I guess it was a pattern for a Verb for Keeping Warm club last year. And when I saw it came out, I added it to my queue because I love the look of it and was happy to get it as a gift and happy to knit it. And I love it. I don't keep a lot of my knits, but this one I'm going to keep and I'm going to wear. And it is my third skein for my 13 fingering weight skeins in 2013. Way happy with that. Three done in 2 months. This rate, I will be done with more than 13, which would be awesome. Now playing. So, in progress. The Worth Cardigan by Sarah Wilson. This is the cardigan, still working on it. I finally picked it back up and I'm working on it at work slowly. I finished the sleeve part, or one of the sleeves, the stockinette portion, and I'm back on the lace edging on the sleeve. I decided to do it. And this is a lace, true lace, with increases and decreases on both sides, wrong and right, so you have to pay attention. So it's something I'm slowly plugging away on at work. I'm not making it a priority. It's kind of in my drawer, and I break it out every time I have like 20 or so minutes to do another repeat on the lace. At this rate, be another 4 to 6 weeks before I finish it. But that's fine because it's really a summer weight cardigan anyway. So The other one I'm working on is My Good All by Cecily Glowick McDonald. And this was one of the two projects I brought up with me to Stitches West, the other one being the Marin that I knit on. And this is a cardigan I'm knitting in Sweet Georgia Yarns, Cash Lux Fine and English Ivy, which is this awesome, I just said awesome really badly, which is this great green color. And I started this on February 10th, and I am to the part where I'm working on the body. So I have, it's a top down. I've already done all the sleeve part and I've separated for the sleeves and I'm on the body and it is slow going. It is stockinette. It is on US sixes with a fingering weight and it is just plodding along. So I was hoping to do this faster than I'm going to, but I just, it's so monotonous that I can do it in bits and pieces, and I needed to start some other projects because I couldn't just do this. So I'm going to be working on it, and it will be my travel project. It will be probably the one I take to me with me to DC for travel knitting to and from, though probably not when I'm tooling around, in which case I'll have a smaller project. Project I started yesterday, actually, is the Nola Cloche by Hillary Smith Callis, and this was another gift pattern from Memphis Holly. Thank you. And this is a cool looking simple stockinette cloche hat that I picked up yarn for at Stitches West. This is what I'm knitting out of my Madeline Tosh Pashmina worsted in Baltic. And so far, and I've done pretty much the brim, you knit the brim as a strip and then you join it together and pick up stitches around the circular edge and knit up. I finished the brim today and I'm going to knit it together and then pick up stitches probably later. So this will be a super quick knit. I should have it done very shortly. Loving the yarn. The pashmina is nice. The color is this great turquoise blue. Totally awesome. And you know, it's a knit on US 7s, and so on worsted weight, it's like flying off my fingers compared to my other project on fingerings. The last project I have on the needles that I started also yesterday are the Business Casual Socks by Tanis LaValle from Tanis Fiber Arts, and this is totally because of Megan from Stockinette Zombies. She showed hers on her last episode that I watched and says, hey, I finished these socks and they're part of this knit along. And these socks have been in my queue for a long time. Like I printed this pattern, it's a free Ravelry pattern out a while. And it's basically socks with traveling stitches that create like X's or kind of argyles that kind of travel. Looks great. So I decided, so she said this was part of the Celtic cast on knit along that ended at the like end of March, sort of. I decided to try to get in on that, maybe. And that, you know how me and Cal's and deadlines, but it's a sock. I'm going to bring it traveling. Socks have been going kind of fast for me. And then I also decided to, regardless of whether I make that one, I'm knitting it as part of the Marigold Jen Cal being hosted by Stockinette Zombies, because I picked up a skein of that yarn, Marigold Jen yarn, in Apple of Megan's Eye, which is the green. And so that's what I'm knitting it out of. Even if I don't make the Business Casual Cal that's being hosted by Celtic Cast On, I'm definitely going to make it for the Marigold Jen Cal that's being hosted by Stockinette Zombies. So far, I'm loving it. I'm actually, which is a total reverse for me, but I decided, hey, I want to do something a little new or different for me, try a taste of something. And I almost always do my socks toe up, but I'm going to do these cuff down. I'm going to follow the pattern and go from there and see. Because it's been a while since I've done a cuff down sock, probably 4 or 5 years, because I really like toe up. But it's good for you to go outside your comfort zone and try new things every once in a while. And when I first started knitting socks, I did them cuff down. I'm doing this one cuff down and following it pretty much pattern, and we'll see how it goes. So far, I'm loving the color, like the yarn. I'm knitting it on US 1.5s or 2.5 needle, 2.5 millimeter needles. I have got the 1.5 inches of the ribbed cuff done, and I'm into probably about halfway on the pattern repeat. And I think you have to do like 4 pattern repeats for the leg. And that was just like in one day. So that's a fair amount of work. And I anticipate having more time to work on it in the next 2 weeks. So hopefully I will be able to finish it in 2 or 3 weeks. I've been pretty lucky lately finishing sock weights that fast. So maybe I will this one. And that is all I have on the needles. 4 projects, which is a lot, with many more waiting in my queue. gossip. Last thing I talked to you about, I was going on my trip to Big Sur, and it was amazing. It was beautiful. Loved it, loved it, loved it. We left Friday night after work and drove up to Cambria, where we stayed overnight. We got in kind of late, like almost 11, and we were like, the guys like, you were my last people of the night I'm waiting for, like reservations. And when we woke up, because it was dark when we went to sleep, we didn't realize how beautiful it was. We were staying at, I don't know, a Best Western that was right off of it, and the beach was right there, and it was gorgeous. So we took the time in the morning on Saturday to walk across the street, take some pictures, look at the ocean. Wonderful. Then we drove up the coast along the one from there and went to Hearst Castle. My boyfriend had never been, and we did one of the tours, and that was pretty cool. And then when we were coming back down from the castle, we were going to do the IMAX movie, which I remember from when I went like 10 years ago, it being kind of cool. Or maybe it wasn't an IMAX even then. Maybe it was just a regular movie. But we couldn't because there'd been a fire and they had to shut it down temporarily. There'd been a fire like in the food area and it was going to be shut down for a few hours. So we missed that, but that's okay. Continued the drive up the coast, and this was like a gorgeous day. It was like super warm. There were so many people out for the weekend. Temperature was perfect. It was sunny. It was clear. So the only problem is there were so many people. We drove up the coast, took our time, just enjoying the view, and then stopped in Big Sur, where we were supposed to stop to call the person that I had rented the cabin from, because the self-service is kind of iffy, though. Where we stopped, I forget, the Red River Inn, I think, and had a beer and lunch there, which was really yummy. And then called, my boyfriend actually did have cell service. I did not. So Sprint, bad cell service. AT&T, decent. He had a signal here and there. I did not. So we called her and she's like, all right, well, here's the directions and I will meet you at these mailboxes. And that was fine, except the Bixby Bridge, they're doing some construction there. So you have a light because it goes one lane in each direction. And that delayed us by like 20 minutes, like because there were so many people out for the weekend. It took so long to get through that light. So I felt bad because we were about 20 minutes late meeting her at her mailbox. And how this went, if you are familiar with the one at all. So we went up the one and it was actually past Big Sur, but before you get into Carmel. And then we took a road and we headed inland, and it was through these gorgeous redwood forests and old forest, and there was like lots of cabins along the road, and we went up about 2.5 miles and we met her, and then we followed her and we went up a dirt road for like 0.5 mile, and then she has this most amazing little unit that she rents that's on her property, and it's like right below her house, and it was something after talking to her that she built because her daughter a few years back talked about moving back in, and she's like, well, you need your own space. So she built this little one bedroom. And it's not even a full bedroom. It's like a loft bed. And then it has like a little cool little kitchen and dining area and a bathroom. And it was just perfect. It was the perfect size for us. And it had a little outdoor table. And it was just up in the trees. There's like, she's behind you. And then the next property is like way down in the canyon. And you see nothing but trees. And you hear nothing but birds. And it was all windows. And it was gorgeous. It was just what we wanted, just what we needed to get out and away from everything and relax. We got there in the evening, like 5-ish, and we had brought some food with us. So we just stayed in and like read books and did other things and just chilled and went to bed early. And the bed was beautiful and it had a skylight over it so you could look at the stars. We slept in the next day. Well, I did not sleep in the next day. He slept in the next day. I got up at 6 and just enjoyed the quiet and watched the squirrels play and the mist coming in. And then that day we took our time and then we went out to breakfast, which was a slow affair for where we went, and then came back and just chilled, and it was beautiful. And then Monday we got up and cleaned, because that was part of the thing, because it was just her. So if you cleaned and left it clean, then you didn't have to pay a cleaning fee, which was nice, because a lot of them that you rent have cleaning fees. We were on our way, and then we went up to Monterey and had lunch, and then started with a 5-hour drive back. Totally want to go out back when it's a little warmer. One of the interesting places about this, or the interesting things about the place, was that it had a tub, like a big clawfoot tub inside. And then if you want to take a shower, the shower was outside. So my boyfriend actually did take shower, and it's like you totally, nobody can see you, and it's in the trees, and you feel like you're in nature, and it was really cool. But it was a little chilly for me to do it. The other thing was I didn't really get to chance to talk to our host that much, and she seemed like a really cool lady. The time we chatted up, she'd lived up there for 30 years and raised her kids there. She was friends with the Fassett family. She didn't know Kay Fassett herself, but she knew a lot of the other family. And then she was a potter, and so her studio was right behind there too. I would have loved to have gone through and checked out her studio, but didn't have enough time and was really couple time this time. But totally, we want to go back. And honestly, I love Big Sur, and I really want to figure out a way to quit my job, move up there, and become, like a dirty hippie. Though nobody's really dirty, and you couldn't afford to live up there if you were a true hippie, I think. It's got to be tough because things were not cheap. And everything has to get, trucked in, and there's not a lot of things there, but I still would love to live up there. It's just gorgeous. Then I came home. Went to work Tuesday, Wednesday, and then flew up to Stitches West, which you'll have heard about from my previous episode, all my adventures up there. And then I've been home, had my first full week of work last week in a while. And then tomorrow night, I actually fly to DC for 5 days with my boyfriend. And the whole reason we were going on this trip, as I mentioned, was his friends were going there for a wedding, his best friend. Well, that's kind of changed. Like, his best friend isn't going as long now. Like, he's only going Saturday and Sunday, and the wedding is one of the days, so we could only hang out for a few hours, maybe Saturday night. I don't know. And then my family decided to drive down from Rhode Island to join for the weekend. So my mom, my brother, my sister, and my 11-year-old nephew are all coming down, and they've never been to DC. So it will be a fun weekend. And on top of that, I was committed and I'm totally going now to meet up with my friends. Emily, who of the host of the Whatcha Swatchin' podcast, as well as Michelle, happy to run on Ravelry, who were my Rhinebeck buddies and who I met at SSK last year. And we are going to Fiberspace in Saturday afternoon and lunch, and it will be so much fun. I'm so excited. Yeah, in addition to, I haven't been to DC since I was in high school. So I kind of want to see a lot of the things that I know I must have seen back then, the monuments and things like that. But it's been 17, 18 years. So it's been a long time. There's going to be a lot of touristing, a lot of things to do, a lot of family, a lot of everything. It's going to be awesome. And I get to go to the White House. If you're hearing this, like, that's a big deal because the White House, because of the issues we're having with our budget, canceled White House tours. But the cancellations start on Saturday and my tour is on Friday. So I just eke in to see it. And I'm very excited about that because it's a kind of a process to go to. Like, if you just so you know, if you ever go to Washington, D.C., there's a number of tours that you can arrange through your congress member or your senator's office. And the White House tour, you have to. Like, some of the other ones, like the Capitol Building and Bureau of Engraving and Printing, you can arrange them through your congress member, but you can also get there early and get tickets. Or, like, the Capitol Building, it's kind of an off season right now, so you can reserve them online. That's what I'm doing for all of those. But the White House tour, you have to reserve that through them and provide some information. And then I'm assuming they do some type of background check or make sure you're not on a list or something. It's not exactly easy. You have to plan ahead and you have to do it so much in advance and not too soon in advance. And you have to give them like dates and they tell you when you're doing it. Kind of a process, totally something I want to do. Everyone wants to visit the White House, at least I do. I'm really excited that our tour is not canceled. Our friends that we're going with that are going for the wedding, they were going to also have a tour, but through their brother's friend who has some kind of connections, was going to give them a tour and now can no longer do that. So they don't actually get to see it. So I will have more to share about that next time. So maybe some enhancement from Fiberspace, which I hear is an amazing yarn shop in Alexandria, Virginia. And I'm looking forward to it. And I will have more shenanigans and stories, I'm sure, next time. And then I have no trip for a month, which is kind of cool because it's kind of tiring going like every other weekend. So I'm kind of looking forward. I have like 3 weeks or 4 weeks before I go again. My next planned trip is to Chicago with my college roommates. And so that will be fun. And we've already booked a number of events. My friend has booked us for an amazing dinner, like I guess at a place that's very hard to get reservations to, and it looks amazing. I expect to fully be blown away by this meal. Then we also got tickets to go see the NPR show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which I don't listen to, but they both do and have assured me that it's some type of trivia show and I will enjoy it. And then another night, we are going to a drag queen show. And then in between, during the day, we will fill ourselves up with steak or pizza or whatever else we want to have. And they've also said, because we try to do these trips once a year, and every other trip we've gone on, I've taken them to a yarn store, and they says it is tradition, and so we must go to a yarn store. So there will be at least a trip to one yarn store in Chicago. And that's all my travels for right now that I'm kind of looking forward to in the next few weeks. In the meantime, one good thing about being home again is apartment hunting. It's very hard to do apartment hunting when you're not here on the weekends. We did manage to see a few lately, and we saw one last weekend that we both really liked, and we really, really hope we get. We put an application in, and I was super ready. So instead of just giving the one-page application, I said, and here's copies of my record report, and here are copies of our pay stubs, and here's copies of our licenses. So, like, our application is super complete instead of them contacting us to give them that information later. So I haven't heard back, and that was on Saturday. But this place, we got there 15 minutes early, and there were already like 10 hipster couples there. Because this is the area we were looking is Silver Lake, which is a very popular hipster neighborhood in LA. But this was up like in the hills and had gorgeous views, and it was quiet, and it would really be perfect. But there were a lot of people, and once we all saw it, everybody was putting in an application. So I don't know if we were the best. I'm hoping to get a call maybe tomorrow. Say we got it, but if not, we'll keep looking. There are places out there, and I just have to be home to look at them. It's the weekends is when you go do these open houses and do that. So if I'm not in town, it's hard to do. Still hoping to move. Still looking at my apartment going, I need to start getting rid of stuff and downsizing, because I know it's going to happen, and then I'm going to be like pulling my hair out. That's kind of all that's going on in life. Press Junket. So we talked about Stitches West. You should go and listen to that episode. It was awesome. And then the next Fiber event I am scheduled to attend is the Zombie Apocalypse in Rochester, Minnesota, hosted by the Stockinette Zombies from June 20th to June 23rd. And it will be amazing. And you can still sign up. So go and check out their Rav group and sign up if you want to go to Minnesota or near there, can fly there. I'm obviously flying there. And it will be lots of fun. And I'm also scheduled to attend the Cognitive Fiber Retreat in October, as well as Knitting in the Mitten, hosted by Kari of the High Fiber Diet podcast in November. That'll be exciting. And I'm still crossing my fingers for SSK. Production notes. All right, so time for a new contest. For March, April, I have decided to do a theme of kits. At Stitches West, I was the recipient of a few scarf kits. One was something I won. Two more were gifted to me by friends out there that had won them. And they donated them for the podcast. And then I juiced them up with a yarn cozy from Buffy Ann Designs, which was donated by the lovely Priscilla, Angel Luna 20. And she also donated one of the scarf kits. And the other scarf kit was donated by Pat Datenender. Thank you very much, ladies. And then I also added some stitch markers in there that I had in my prize bag that I had purchased myself previously. There are three prizes up for grabs. Contest is easy. You go to the Rav thread. You answer the question, have you ever knit from a kit? If so, what was it? That's it. And then you have a chance to win one of three great prizes. Contest goes through April 30th, so leave a comment anytime up until then, and I will draw three winners for it. Cool, huh? If you want to know anything I've talked about today, show notes and for the podcast, as well as the podcast itself, can be found at www.hollywoodknitter.com. You can find me as Allison1031 on Twitter and Ravelry. Love Twitter friends and Ravelry friends. And on Plurk, you can add me as a friend. Love friends there as Hollywood Knitter. I would welcome you to check out and join the Ravelry group for the Hollywood Knitter podcast. That's where you hear about contests. It was actually kind of funny. I put the thread up for the contest early, kind of in preparation for this podcast, and I already have two people who've entered, and I love that because people are checking it out. So please go and join. Feel free to start a thread on anything you want, questions, thoughts, whatever. I am open and would enjoy interacting. I love all the messages everyone sends me, PM. I love the comments. I love Twitters. I love contact, and I love all of you. So that's a wrap from Hollywood, where fantasy meets fiber and dreams are knit.